This is an Animal Planet podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveriechannelradio.com. Well, hello and welcome. I'd like to welcome wildlife expert Peter Gross back to our Animal Planet podcast. Today we'll be talking about the next Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom special, Wolverine Revealed, premieres Sunday, August 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Animal Planet. Peter, thanks for being here once again.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Will.
Well, Peter, you've had the chance to look at Wolverine Revealed. What's your take on the show?
Well, it was a real eye-opener for me. I, like so many people, have heard amazing stories about wolverines and how aggressive they are and that they're bloodthirsty killers that kill for the fun of it. And there are true stories about how extremely strong they are and aggressive for their size, and they've been reported to drive bears and cougars away and packs of wolves from their kill. But we get to see a much softer side of wolverines in this show.
So if I happen to meet a wolverine in the wild, should I be alarmed or worried?
Well, they tend to be protective over their kill. If they have food there, the best thing to do is to back off. But generally, they don't even like the smell of human beings, and they avoid us.
One would think, with the name, that wolverines would be related to wolves. Is that true?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Not related to wolves at all. People saw them near packs of wolves, and they were driving them off, and they're not related to them.
All right. Where do wolverines live, and what is their habitat like?
Well, these wolverines that we see being filmed in the Kumo Refuge in Finland wilderness, you find them mostly in wilderness. We find them in Canada, and we find them in northern Europe. But they like the higher elevations where it's densely wooded.
What about sort of the typical day? What's a typical day like for a wolverine?
Well, first of all, they're constantly needing to feed themselves, and they'll travel as much as 30 miles a day hunting for food. And then they're constantly cleaning their, if it's winter, they're constantly wiping and cleaning their fur to make it through the cold winters. And they're avid swimmers, and they spend a lot of time exploring as well as looking for nesting areas to raise young.
And they're spending all that time on the hunt. What are they eating?
Well, they're generally not as big a hunters as was thought. And what's nice about this wonderful show is that Andy Linneman, who's a wonderful photographer, spent 19 years of his life setting up hides, and he'd leave them close to this wild family of wolverines so he can get shots that have never been taken before of wolverines. And we've learned that they're more scavengers than they are hunters, so they look for dead and decaying meat rather than trying to kill everything they eat. They also will eat frogs and fish, and they'll eat reindeer. They've been known to catch reindeer and rodents when the hunting is tough.
Now, other than hunting, do they ever go out and kill just for sport or for the fun of it?
Absolutely not. That's a misnomer. That's a tale that's been told for years and years, and they do not hunt just for the fun of it, so to speak.
You've cleared it up for us. All right.
Okay.
Are wolverines social or solitary? What are their interactions like?
See, now that's another misconception, and that was that they were solitary, rarely seen solitary animals. And as it turns out, they are territorial, and they do a lot of scent marking to keep their territories private. But they will occasionally spend time with their extended family. They will not allow another adult male to come into their territory, but they are great parents, and they actually spend a good deal of their time just playing with their offspring.
What about the wolverine mothers and the cubs? What are they like?
Well, they're very protective when they're first born in the cave. They start to suckle, and then gradually she takes them out and instantly teaches them to start hunting. And she'll start them off catching insects and small fish and rodents and that sort of thing. And by the time they're 6 months, they're old enough to head out and move on their own and establish their own territory. And it's important they do that 60 miles or more away so they don't cross paths while they're hunting.
Are wolverines endangered, or are they okay at this point?
They're not actually on the endangered species list, but it's a very vulnerable population. And so as long as we save some habitat and make people realize that, yes, indeed, it used to be very popular to have wolverine fur as a coat or a hat, there are much better ways to keep yourself warm than to kill a wolverine to do it.
Yeah, we discourage that at all costs. All right. Well, wildlife expert Peter Gross, thank you once again for joining us and talking to us about Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom special, Wolverine Revealed. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And once again, the show premieres on Animal Planet Sunday, August 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Thanks again to wildlife expert Peter Gross.